You're listening to the After Hours Podcast.
All the chips have left my mouth.
Yeah, mine too.
Stuffed our faces with some Doritos and Fritos, and we're like, okay, we're getting ready to record, and we had to make sure that we weren't still chewing. So I think we're done chewing at this point.
Yep.
Well, how's it going? Stressful week.
Yeah, I don't like this week.
I don't like this week either, but you know what? It just allows for the better weeks that are going to come after the hard weeks just to be that much better.
Well, let's hope so, because...
I'm just kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's all downhill from hill.
Oh, don't say that.
From hill. It's all downhill from hill. From here. It's going to be good. It's ebb and flow.
This week has been horrible.
Well, ebb and flow, such is life, right? I mean, it has been a very unfortunate week for me as well, but, you know, it's part of life, you know? Oh, what is this? Okay. Everyone who knows me knows that I really do enjoy a movie called Vanilla Sky. And there's a quote that Jason Lee says in it that totally applies to this. Oh, here we go. So this is from a movie from 2001 called Vanilla Sky, which is one of my favorite movies. He said, just remember, the sweet is never as sweet without the sour. And I know the sour. So we're just in a week where we know the sour. And it's been a sour week. But again, the sweet is never as sweet without the sour.
Okay.
Pretty good, right?
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good quote. Yeah.
I wish it was my quote, but sadly it is not.
It's okay. It's okay. We will think about that, and hopefully this week is over soon.
This week is... Tomorrow's Friday.
See, I'm even off a day, is it? Why am I thinking today's Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, so don't do that. See, I don't feel good, and I have a headache, and so I would have believed you.
You know, this is interesting that we're doing the podcast today because we both are kind of feeling in salty moods, or should I say sour moods. You don't feel good, and it's just going to be one of those podcasts where I guess it's just going to be real. Going to be real people that are feeling real emotions, and you know, it's going to be like, we're not feeling like, yeah, this is going to be great. Like, not that we're not excited to record, but at the same time, we're just like, you know?
No, I mean, you're right. Because I feel like most of the time, both of us, our energy is completely different. It's up, you know?
Yeah.
Today, I don't feel like my energy is up. I don't feel... happy. I don't feel, but I guess that's life. Like you said.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel that way either. So hopefully this podcast is going to be an interesting podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about death. No, I'm just kidding.
Great.
No. All right. So I don't really have too much in my mind where I'm like, I know we have some things planned for later episodes, but I was just kind of messing around, and I screenshot a list of questions. How do you feel about that? And you don't know anything about these questions, like you didn't read these questions. So I'm just kind of freestyling here. Well, I know these questions, but
is there any like method to these questions?
No.
Like, okay.
They're just kind of random.
Okay.
So I just felt like some of the ones that are, sorry, my phone just rang. Question number one, what inspires you the most?
What inspires me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, things that inspire me are like nature. Like nature inspires me.
Yeah.
So when I'm in nature, I can be inspired for anything. Like let's say... I'm having a really good week at work. I can be in nature and I can be like, man, it's going to be such a good week. I can see all the possibilities. you know. But let's say that I'm in nature and I'm in a musical that, you know, that time of year. I can be like, oh my gosh, I'm in nature and I'm so inspired and I'm going to do a great performance, you know, or I'm really feeling good about a certain, like goal that I have in mind.
Yeah.
When I'm in nature. So I think nature inspires me a lot.
I think that's actually really cool. And inspiration is one of those things where it's like, at least for me, I don't know if other people are like that. You can't just go, I'm going to wake up and feel inspired today. It just kind of happens.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of, and like you said, it can kind of come in everything.
You know what I used to do? I used to take dry erase markers and I used to.
I thought you were going
to
say drugs. I don't know why.
I used to take Xanax.
Yeah,
no.
Me too.
I've never taken Xanax.
Oh.
No, I haven't, but.
I have.
But, no, I used to take dry erase markers and I would find quotes that I really liked. And I would write them on my mirror in the bathrooms, like in all the bathrooms. And then I would basically, change them like weekly.
Yes.
Because they wipe off really easily. And so it's something that you can do and it's not going to ruin the mirror.
Yeah.
And it's just something cool, you know? I don't know. A lot of times they were Disney quotes. A lot of times they were like quotes from like famous people or just things that inspired me.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I've had people write on my bathroom mirror and lipstick before.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to hear about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's awesome. I think inspiration is one of those things where it just kind of happens. So these are going to be kind of rooted towards you because I think the last one was me. But I'd say for me, what inspires me definitely is music and movies.
I was going to say music for you.
Music. I just love music.
Like this morning when we were talking, he was like, man, why aren't record players in more?
Oh, yeah. This record player that I have is like the love of my life.
So cool.
It is. It just sounds so much better. Like I was listening to the Merle Haggard one that I have, and I was like, I can listen to those songs on my AirPods, but for some reason they sound so much better, like significantly better on the record.
Is it mental though?
It could be. I am very mental. Yeah. All right. Here's just an easier one. How do you recharge?
Oh gosh.
I think I know how you recharge.
Okay. So this might sound funny, but like I recharge around people. So where most people like to be in solidarity and they like to be at home and they like, that's not me. I like to be around people. So I used to go with my laptop to like a Barnes and Noble and sit there like, or at a coffee shop or somewhere where there was Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And just be able to people watch and be around people. And that's how I recharge.
I like that. So speaking as someone who likes to be alone, like I love my downtime. So when I'm in my room by myself, whether I have a record playing or if I have something on Netflix or if I'm just on my phone, maybe I have a bag of chips or something. I love that. I love being in bed. But I actually do really like the coffee shop thing. Like if I'm just kind of have like a me and Bella kind of day, I'll pop into a coffee shop and have a cup of Joe and then go here. Like there is something to that.
But I feel like you are not just, you're one of those people that can go either direction. Like you can be very extroverted and somewhat introverted, but not fall into one category.
Yeah, I need both.
Yeah.
I definitely need my downtime, but if I have too much downtime, I'm like, oh, I need my uptime. I don't know what you'd call that.
Yeah.
And then vice versa. If I have too much where I'm like, okay, I'm always with my friends, like all week I've been with my friends and I've been at work, I'm like, okay, I need to like relax alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What is something that offends you?
That offends me? A lot of things offend me.
Besides my personality.
Okay, so I was kind of talking about this today with somebody, and I will apologize right now to this person, but one thing that offends me would be, when you text somebody and they don't text back.
Ah.
Like, because you're like, well, just give me an answer. Like, if you're like, hey, how are you? Like, I've been thinking about you. Like, I texted my friend yesterday, and I think he's actually in another country at the moment. But so I give him, you know, grace. He's, you know, I get it. But I texted him yesterday, and I was thinking about him. And I was just wondering how he was, because he went through a divorce recently, you know, stuff like that. And I think he's making a movie over in Europe.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
No, you don't.
Well, no. That's Finland.
That's
there's another person that I know of that's in your life that's making a movie in Finland. That's right. Okay.
That's right. Danny James, that's who you are. No, but I have another friend that was making a movie in Europe. And so I was thinking about him, and I texted him yesterday. I didn't hear from him, but I gave him a pass. But sometimes, like, when I'll text somebody and I won't hear from them, and it's like, you're just checking in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and if they don't text you back, it's like,
especially if you're checking in, especially if it's like, you don't need anything. You're just like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Like something very wholesome. And they're just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that
I could see that.
But at the same time, like, do we really need to be offended for that? We probably shouldn't as people. We
depends on what they have going on. If they're like in bed, like recharging, and they're like, no.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I feel like that's something very selfish. Like, you shouldn't probably be offended about that.
Well, people like do that. Have a lot going on. My mom used to always tell me it takes 2 seconds to say hi.
That's true.
So, I mean, it depends on if you write someone a novel and yeah. like, you know, and they don't respond because they're at work, and then they're like, okay, well, I got to go home and like cook dinner for the kids and do laundry and do all this stuff. And like, I don't have time to respond to Olivia's novel. That makes sense. But if you're just like, hey, how's it going? And all they have to say is like, hey, I'm good. Also, I'm super busy. Can we catch up another time? That takes 2 seconds.
Right, right.
So.
Right.
Okay. Oh, and real quick. I think what offends me is when someone says I look tired. I'm like, you're basically telling me I look like shit.
That's not necessarily.
Well, but it's human nature, or it's Jet's nature to always be like, what? Like,
okay, Jet, do I look tired today?
Actually, no.
I look exhausted. What are you talking about?
I was going to say you don't look tired. You look exhausted.
So you're saying
just
I look.
Okay. No, okay. I get what you're saying, but yeah, I don't know. Okay. I thought this question was kind of interesting. It made me think. When is it acceptable, if ever, to disobey the law? When is it acceptable to break the law?
When is it acceptable to break the law? When is it acceptable to break the law? I don't know.
The only thing that came to mind.
Okay, if you're speeding and you have to go to the hospital.
Say your wife's in labor.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're going 90 in a 50 miles an hour, right? And she's just like going, ripping her head off with pain, right? And then the cop's like, then also, do you stop though? Say you're getting pulled over. You're like, hey, I'm sure if I was, I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be a cop. But if I was a cop, I'd be like, okay. Like, yeah, how do you handle that?
I don't know. And I guess it just depends on like how in labor they are. But like, I was thinking like last year when I had, or was it a year ago or a year and a half ago when I was like, I had these pains in my chest and I was like at work and I was like, oh my gosh, am I having a heart attack? And everybody at work was like, you got to go to the hospital. Like I could have easily sped to the hospital, right?
Mm.
And then thinking I'm having a heart attack, what if I would have got pulled over, right? And then I get there and they said, oh, you have to have emergency surgery and you have pancreatitis and this and that. You know what I mean? So like it would have been one of those things. Like, I don't know.
And I think it depends on the person pulling you over too, because you think they'd assess the situation. Have you ever seen that movie Flight with Denzel Washington?
No, but I've always wanted to.
It's a great movie. Oh, I don't know if I want to say anything.
But isn't it about like he's a pilot and he is flying drunk?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, that's all I know.
Okay. You know, it's, and forgive me for whoever's listening because I don't want to, if you haven't seen it, but. So I won't say what happens in it, but if that – and that's a – it's a fake movie. Like it's not based on a true story or anything. But if that – let's just say that were, and although do I think that Denzel Washington should have been doing cocaine and drinking while flying the plane? No. But there's events that happened to where it makes you go, well, I don't concede, you know. But it's tricky. It's like, was he under the influence? Yes. And I've said too much. But okay. Anyway,
so guess what I'm going to go home and watch tonight.
It's a good movie. You will enjoy the movie. And for those of you who have not seen it, I would recommend any Denzel Washington movie.
Oh, of course.
He's Denzel so Washington is like the best. What is something you are certain you'll never experience?
Being a parent, for one. Because I'm already old.
You're not old.
I'm 75.
You're 78. Okay, 78. No, you're not fooling anybody.
Okay, all right.
You're not old. You're not
No,
old.
But I'll never be a parent.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, at first it was hard, I think, because I always wanted to be a parent, you know, and I'm pretty sure that I had 2 miscarriages, but I don't really talk about that. Mm. Almost certain I had 1, you know. But I was going through the fertility stuff when that happened. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I came to terms, let's say, you know.
That is something that's like, I don't know. It's like, it's almost like programmed from an early age where it's like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You get married and you have kids, right? And all that.
And the other thing is whenever you take like personality tests, have you ever taken personality tests?
No. Well, I think I might have, but I don't remember.
Where it talks about like your personality and everything. Mine always comes back as nurturing and motherly and, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of sucks because it's like, oh, well, guess what? You're motherly and you're nurturing and you would be a great parent. And this is how you would parent. But guess what? You're never having kids.
And the universe, whatever you want to call God, the universe, yeah. Fate, whatever it is, whatever whoever's listening believes in, whatever that is, is cruel in some ways. And there, I do believe there's a rhyme and reason for things. Obviously, there's certain things that happen that are just tragic and unfortunate and just evil. And I don't think that that should happen. But do I believe there's a reason that it happens? Yes. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes we can't see why that is.
Right. Right.
And that is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What question did I ask you? Just barely? What you're certain you won't experience. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that is one.
Yeah.
So that is, yeah. Something else. Well, what about you? Like, what is something that you don't think you'll ever experience?
You know, I sometimes get angry in the sense where I'm like in traffic or at work or at home, just whatever, the normal reasons why people would get angry. And I do have a tendency sometimes to be like, I hate this, or I hate, you know, but I really don't think that I could feel true hatred. Or to answer the question, I don't think I can experience true hatred. Or you know what? A better thing that I'll say on that is, could I experience true hatred and harm someone as if someone harmed my family or kids? Yeah. Yes. But that, thank God, has not happened. So far in my 32 years of living, even though I've said I hate plenty of things, I don't think I've actually experienced true hatred.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know history has given us very hateful, you know,
situations.
And do I hate that? Yeah. Like, so I don't know. I guess maybe that's a question that may not make sense because I have hatred in the humans that have done that, but I've never, you know, experienced true hate towards someone.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's,
I
mean, probably,
we can all say we hate Charles Manson, you know, but I didn't experience him, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I guess I spoke too soon before answering that because I guess there are things that I hate, but.
But that's probably good that you haven't, or you don't feel like you've hated something so much like that.
In my life, yeah.
In your life, yeah.
Yeah, I've had people that I've walked away from and I've had relationships that didn't work out and I've had things happen and I can say that I don't hate anything that's happened.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah.
You know, I've changed certain things, but. You remember Vicky? Shout out to Vicky. I worked with her for many years. She'd always say that she's like, you love everybody, huh? And I was like, I don't know, I think, but like, I don't like everybody. She's like, the devil can come in here right now. And you go, he has a bad rap. He's actually pretty cool.
That's kind of funny because I feel like that's me too because I pretty much love everybody.
Yeah.
So my mom always used to tell me, I was one of those kids, like, when she would take me to church on Sundays, that I would go from row to row to row just to chatting. Row. And I would go, like, when I was little, like a little kid, and I would go sit with everybody. Mm-hmm. And I would go, like, during church, and I would just go from person to person. Like, I knew no stranger, basically.
And as a kid, too.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's funny. Well, here's another question, and I could change it up, too. This is just off of one thing, but I thought this one was kind of cool, too. How do you think the world will change in 10 years, 50 years, or even 100 years?
Oh, wow.
And you don't have to touch on 10, 50, or 100, but that's just the question. So if you want to just do 10 or whatever, but...
Well, okay, let's talk about this area, for example. This area used to be fields.
American Fork.
Yeah. So this area used to be fields, and...
I thought we were in Spanish Spoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Just kidding. But this area used to be fields, and now all these things have been built, like built up, right? Yeah. So if I was to say in 10 years, I don't think there's going to be any fields around here. I think that it's all going to be complete houses, and it's going to be businesses, and it's going to be like completely covered in homes.
I know, and that's such a weird thought. You know, I don't know how, because I love, like, well, Tehachapi, you remember Tehachapi? That's yeah. where I'm from. Can't remember if we said that or not in the first
I don't think we did.
Episode, but I'm from a small town that Olivia is very well familiar with. And same thing with there, we had a Kmart, and now there's a Walmart, and now there's just, it's just like, it's still not.
And a prison.
And a prison. prison was there when I was there, though, but it was like, not quite rural. I hate saying that word.
Rural.
But very different than what it is now. And
I mean, it has grown, but I still feel like Tehachapi is like one of those small towns.
It's still a small town.
It's
still a small town.
And when you drive through it, you still are only driving for like 5 minutes. And
yeah.
You're out.
Yeah. It's still got the small town vibe, but now the Walmart. But yeah, things are going to, I think, as technology changes too, and there's so much good. I mean, look at, we're talking in one blip of time, and then people right. are going to be able to access this conversation as many times as they want, or in 10 years from now. So technology is great, and the music side of it, but like, it just seems like when I think of like, maybe not 10, but 50 years from now, I think we're going to be so less social.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like maybe social media social, but not like,
and what about AI?
I don't know.
Is AI going to be doing everything?
It's going to be making movies. It's going to be making music. Gosh. It's going to be making, like, you're going to have, like, think of the best band ever, right?
Yeah.
Whatever band that is, someone's like, say you're, like me, a Zeppelin fan.
Yeah.
When I think of Led Zeppelin, I go, who did it better than them? There's not very many people, if anybody, that did it. But say 50 years from now, you're going to be like, okay, do something that has an Elvis Presley vibe or a Zeppelin vibe or a Rolling Stones vibe. But do it better because you're eliminating the human aspect of it. Because human has a certain level of like, well, I can play guitar this level. And you think of like Eddie Van Halen and Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan, all these people that exceeded super well on the guitar. Now say that you can do that from a computer. There's no error. At least right. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the AI is right now. But I just saw something now. It was like a movie trailer.
Yeah.
And in the beginning it said, This does not exist in the outside world. This is all AI. And it looked like a legit movie trailer. And the actors looked like there's going to be no more Brad Pitts. There's going to be no more like actors anymore, because it's like eventually it's going to just be like, well, why do we have to pay? Like, okay, how much does Brad Pitt make a year? Millions, millions and millions of dollars. Yeah. Good for Brad Pitt, you know? But like, say you don't have to pay, like this person doesn't have to spend – what's a contract? If you want Leonardo DiCaprio in a movie, you're going to pay him $10 million at least.
Right.
Like there's certain actors that are like, I don't get out of bed unless it's $10 million. Well, we can avoid that. We have this AI, you know, this actor. He can look just as good as Brad Pitt.
Wait a second. Okay, so you saw a movie trailer or like a fake movie trailer that was all done by AI?
Yeah, and it looked good.
What?
And it looked
really
good.
Where did you
good.
See this?
It was on Instagram. It was just one of the reels.
What?
I sent it to
someone.
I sent it. Yeah, I have it. I think I liked it too. But yeah, but in the beginning it said this is not this. I think I might be butchering this, and people may have seen this, but it said something like this does not exist in the outside world. Basically, it wasn't made Well, I mean, it was made by AI, but it wasn't like there's no people involved with it. Like in the scenes, it's all computerized.
Right.
But it had close up shots of like this dude's beard and like this guy, and it was like out in the woods, and it looked like a trailer, like a movie trailer.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy to me. And
so, like, especially 100 years. I don't think about 10 years. I think Leonardo DiCaprio hopefully is going to be still making movies in a decade.
Right.
But like 100 years from now, if the world's still here and AI keeps advancing, who's to say that like people are going to be like, I don't have to learn guitar. I could just say, play me a vibe that sounds like this and has this vibe and kind of a vintage this and this and this and this. And then it's going to be like the, I don't know what you would label as perfect, but would it be a perfect song because there's no human error in it? Same with the movie.
Right.
Same with the dialogue, no actors. Like, that's scary. I don't like it. I mean, it's interesting, but
at the same time, if Jet has a really good idea and you're like, oh my gosh, let's create a movie about this and this and put this element in it, you could tell your AI to make a movie like that. And it could be an extraordinary movie. Then you can make millions because you created it.
Well, that's true. But don't you think movies and music and like art and like paintings, don't you think part of that art form is the fact that it's creative? Like if a computer does, if I go, I have an idea of a movie and I want it to be like Thelma and Louise. So these two girls are going to be running from the law because they killed someone in a bar. But I have no dialogue like thought of, and I have no, but I just go like, hey, make me a movie. And then it goes, boom. And I have this perfect script. I'm like, oh, like, did I have the foundation? Yeah. But like, what makes Quentin Tarantino such a good director and a good writer? He's the king of dialogue. Now, can you imagine if he just had the idea of Pulp Fiction and he goes, okay, I have this idea. And then AI did all the dialogue. You'd be like, okay, that's cool. Like he thought of the world, but he didn't tie it. I don't know. It's like, it is kind of cool.
So I see both points. Like I see where it takes the creative out of it, but also I see that all these people that are really creative could actually make things happen with AI.
Yeah.
So I see both
sides of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just, you know, I like writing and I like writing poems. I can't imagine being like, okay, I have this idea. So say I wrote something like, the sky is blue today, right? And I want to put that in a poem. And it's so simple, right? And then I'm like, hey, AI, I want a note in my poem that the sky is blue, but can you make it sound better? And then they go, well, the everlasting sky filled with white clouds has an essence that only resembles the crystal blue waters of the soul. And I just made that up, right? But can you imagine if I used that, right? All I wanted to convey was the sky is blue. And I can actually, my mind can create that, but I want to make it enhance. I put in AI and then I take credit for like whatever AI wrote. So it's like, yeah, it's like kind of, I don't know. It's like you didn't, you've kind of created it, but like you enhanced it. And like, I don't know. Like, I can't imagine.
I don't know. All I know is AI is really good.
AI is really, I mean, okay.
Me and Paul Walker's children are beautiful with AI.
I'm not hating on AI. And they actually are really good looking.
Thank you.
But I don't know. But maybe there's a time and place for it. I don't know if there's a place for like creating music or movies unless you're just using it for a crutch, but still allowing the human brain to do the brunt of it.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
And you know, I'll be old in 10 years.
Be old in 10 years too.
You will not.
Yes.
You will be not even my age, but
I'll be 42 in 10 years and my hips will crack.
Oh dear. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
No.
But you're not going to be old in 10 years. You're going to be 88 in 10 years. 88. And 88 is the new 72.
That's right. Anyways. Kidding. Well, this was fun.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was fun. A nice break in the day.
Do you feel better?
I do.
I actually feel better too.
I do. Yeah. I have had a crappy week and a crappy, crappy day. And I have felt like crap all day. I remember this morning you were like, hi. And I couldn't even like answer you back. So we have this thing that we do.
Hi.
And I go, hi. And I couldn't even answer him because I just felt horrible. So I feel better. So
I'm glad that you feel better. I feel better too. We just needed, you know what? we just needed human interaction and like not computerized and like emails and texts and all this stuff. And, you know, we always have to end the podcast going, bye.
Bye.
So I'm not sure if we want to end it right this second, but all I have to say is thank you for listening. And episode number 2 was fun. We do feel better. And Olivia, thanks for joining me. And I'm glad we're doing this.
Yes, me too.
So now do we cue in the bye?
We do.
Bye.
Bye.